I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. Google wrapped up its developers conference yesterday, rolling out a new version of the Android operating system for mobile devices. Runs faster, lets you buy apps from your computer that load automatically onto your phone. The U.S. government launches a redesign of data.gov today, an online repository of freely available government information. And analyst Mike Abramsky with RBC Capital Markets issued an investor's note yesterday that iPads are now outselling Macs. He estimates Apple will sell 8 million iPads this year. Those iPads are made in China, of course, and this week we learned of another suicide in the Chinese city of Shenzhen at the Foxconn plant. Foxconn produces a lot of electronics that might be in your home. They make iPhones and iPods for Apple, stuff for HP, Motorola, the Amazon Kindle. This was the seventh suicide this year, and Foxconn says there have been at least 30 suicide attempts there just in the last month. Alexandra Harney is the author of The China Price, The True Cost of Chinese Competitive Advantage. She joins us from Hong Kong. Alexandra, describe the Foxconn facility.
Well, the Foxconn facility in Shenzhen is most likely the world's largest factory. The estimates that I've seen for the number of workers in that plant range from 250,000 workers to 400,000. Inside, Foxconn has installed swimming pools, basketball courts, internet cafes. There are shops, there are banks, there are coffee shops. It's a world into itself.
What's a typical day for a factory worker?
A factory worker in a factory like Foxconn would get up. They would need to be on the line promptly by 8 at the latest, and they would work until lunch. They'd come back to the line, they'd work until the evening, and they'd have dinner and then go back onto the line after dinner again. So that factory worker is putting in, all told, perhaps 10 or 11 hours a day, 7-day weeks often. Many of these workers don't even know the names of the people that they share a dorm room with.
We're seeing this spike in suicides. We're seeing a dramatic spike in suicide attempts. What's happening that wasn't happening before that might be causing this?
It's really difficult to pinpoint what it is that's causing each of these suicides. What we do know is that a lot of these young people work under huge amounts of pressure. They work long hours and they work under very rigid rules. This is an environment where people have very little time to themselves and where they are disconnected from their family and friends. There is a vicious cycle going on at this factory where it's become more acceptable to some of these workers to jump off the roof of their dorms. So I think that it highlights to me the pressures in the supply chain and the extraordinary nature of these factories. There really is nowhere else on earth like the Foxconn factory, with so many people working towards the same goal with so few connections between them. I should say, though, that if you talk to people in the area in Shenzhen, they'll tell you that there is a line outside the door of that factory every day of hundreds of people starting at dawn looking for a chance to work in this factory.
Do you know what kind of pressure Foxconn is under from Apple to produce a certain amount at a certain rate in order to keep Apple's margins where they want to be? I mean, it seems like an economy that needs to function just so.
All of these factories in China operate under extraordinary pressure from their customers in the West, and for that matter, from their Chinese customers. Foxconn is not operating in a vacuum. It has local Chinese competitors. BYD is a great example of a mainland Chinese company that has come up and is taking a growing share of the electronics contract manufacturing. Foxconn has to keep its eye on BYD. At the same time, there are other options that Apple could try to, you know, explore about manufacturing. It's not just that Foxconn can name its price and say, Apple, you've got to deal with it. You know, we have 400,000 workers here in China, and this is what you're going to pay. It's much more a relationship where Apple, being a gigantic company, says, this is what we need you to make it for, and you need to make it quickly, and you need to continue to cut your costs.
Alexander Harney is the author of The China Price. We have more on this issue at futuretense.publicradio.org, including a story from a Chinese reporter who went undercover as an employee at Foxconn. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.
Future Tense is supported by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com.
American Public Media.